Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 2, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 16. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. You may think you can condemn such people, but you are just as bad, and you have no excuse. When you say they are wicked and should be punished, you are condemning yourself. For you who judge others do these very same things. And we know that God, in his justice, will punish anyone who does such things. Since you judge others for doing these things, why do you think you can avoid God's judgment when you do the same things? Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? But because you are stubborn and refuse to turn from your sin, you are storing up terrible punishment for yourself. For a day of anger is coming, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will judge everyone according to what they have done. He will give eternal life to those who keep on doing good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. But he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth and instead live lives of wickedness. There will be trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on doing what is evil, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. But there will be glory and honor and peace from God for all who do good, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. When the Gentiles sin, they will be destroyed, even though they never had God's written law. And the Jews, who do have God's law, will be judged by that law when they fail to obey it. For merely listening to the law doesn't make us right with God. It is obeying the law that makes us right in his sight. Even Gentiles, who do not have God's written law, show that they know his law when they instinctively obey it, even without having heard it. They demonstrate that God's law is written in their hearts, for their own conscience and thoughts either accuse them or tell them they are doing right. And this is the message I proclaim, that the day is coming when God, through Christ Jesus, will judge everyone's secret life. Once again, that was Romans chapter 2 verses 1 through 16 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Tolerance has a purpose. God is tolerant and patient with humans, even though we repeatedly sin. Paul wrote that all humans, Jews and Gentiles, had committed the sin of idolatry. A good Jew in Paul's day would never admit to idolatry. Yet many worshiped the law, the Torah, even though the law itself revealed the way of faith, fulfilled in Jesus. Most Gentiles didn't think idolatry was wrong. They worshiped idols and their own desires, even when their consciences told them these were wrong. God has been tolerant with the whole world, Jews and Gentiles. His tolerance does not mean that our misunderstandings, idolatry, or selfishness are right. It means he gives us time to hear his voice and turn to him. His kindness and patience leads to repentance. God's long-suffering and patience encourages us to be tolerant and patient with others, not only to allow people time to change, but because God is transforming us day by day, working on us. He is working to change our hearts and change our character. Tolerance doesn't mean that sin is good, it is space to change. He gives us kindness to lead us to repentance. These verses make it clear. God expects our obedience expressed in verse 14 in the scriptures that we just read. This is not a claim to earning forgiveness or salvation because only with faith can we please God referred to in the Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 29, in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16 and also in 1 John chapter 3 verse 23. Jesus is the one who lives in us to produce the good fruit, good work, also written in the Gospel according to John in chapter 15 verse 5 and also in Ephesians chapter 2 starting in verse 8 and ending in verse 10. God will hold the whole world to account for doing what is right, down to their inner life in verse 16. Salvation is more than accepting forgiveness. It is allowing Jesus to be Lord of every area of life. He changes a believer from the inside out. Just like the disciples, we don't need to be perfect. We just need to follow him. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How has the Lord been patient with you? Where do you struggle to be patient with others? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.